There we go. Welcome to Sarcastic News Live. My name is Justin Cross. I'm with Jake the Snake Cranny sitting right across the street from me. And Jenny Guzman in the back working the phone lines for us. Audio technical coordinator, visual coordinator too. I'm hoping we get a couple other folks joining us. Classic Eric Feldstein. Also, Joe will be with us tonight here on Sarcastic News Live. Last week we had it was our 1 year anniversary show. Oh, look who's calling me right now. Hold on. Yes, you're on Sarcastic News Live.
We're trapped on the third floor, like the elevator. We don't know the code.
You're trapped on the third floor.
How did you make it up to the third floor?
Dude, I don't know. Somehow, I think someone pressed 3. Like, what's the code to get to the 8th floor?
7642 pound. And so, if you want to break into the Skid Row Studios, it's 7642 pound.
Thank you.
That's Eric Feldstein running up the stairs. that's how we do it here. We're very professional here at the Sarcastic News Live show. We've got a fun show for you. Our guest tonight, she's a popular comedian with over 45,000 Twitter followers. Her name, comedian Lauren Ashley Bishop. First name comedian, last name Lauren Ashley Bishop. By the way, my name is Justin Cross. I don't know if I intro'd that. She's very popular. She's got a new show. I think it's an internet radio show she's going to promote.
Oh.
Not here at Skid Row, but she will be with us too. And coming up the stairs, we'll have a couple folks joining us as well. Now, Jake the Snake, first of all, I got to ask you off the top. This is going to be of how many shows here?
Well, I'm feeling good. I mean, as you know, you and I have prepared thoroughly all week for this show. We've been, vetting jokes. Eric Feldstein's been... his grind. Yeah. I think it's going to be top 20.
Top 20 shows.
Top 20 ever.
Wow. Yeah, that's actually pretty good.
I know, right?
Wow.
All right, so sorry I'm late. I was too busy making sure the show gets off to a good start.
We'll jump right in.
Her show,
ladies and gentlemen.
Lauren Bishop Ashley's show is called Two Girls, One Pup.
Ooh, very clever.
And it's the website. You can check it out, www.twogirlsonepupshow.com. And so that's what's happening.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. Now, this is Sarcastic News Live. We're joined by Eric Feldstein, aka the King of Face Sitting, and to his right hand man, because he uses his right hand on him. Joe, right
exactly.
There.
And he sits on my face. Actually, that's where he gets all his practice. Yeah. So.
Eric is sporting his Eminem hoodie tonight.
And, oh yeah, sorry.
I'm not saying take it off.
That was working.
I like it.
That was really
it gets way too
high.
Nice
look.
You know how it is in here.
I like that. We've got a fun show for you guys tonight. But as we always do here tonight, it's time to start with the Sarcastic News Live Rundown. It's intrepid music right there. Our top story, earthquakes, folks.
Ooh.
Earthquakes. Just yesterday, I don't know if you guys heard about this, the nation of Chile felt an 8.2 magnitude quake, which spawned landslides, loss of electricity, and a 2-inch tsunami. details of the quake have taken longer than expected to trickle in because, unlike LA, Chile doesn't contain residents who won't shut the fuck up on social media about what they were doing around their apartment when the damn earthquake happened. Seriously, how many of those can you get? While tragically, 4 men and 1 woman did pass away in the quake overall, it does look like the country did avert major catastrophe. However, to string out the world's attention to the matter, the country of Chile has already deployed 33 miners to assist in the cleanup efforts. The Chilean miners, 2010. Anyway.
That was deep. That was deep for that one.
The Chilean miners, Feldstein. Do you remember that? The Chilean miners?
When they got...
Yeah,
trapped in the mine.
Oh yeah.
Everyone.
That's why he's
part
of the Sarcastic News Live crack squad right there.
that was a news event said some time ago, right?
That happened.
Some sort of
our
news.
Team, our field of reporters, they just Google stuff from BuzzFeed. it's all BuzzFeed.
That's what we do.
The earthquake follows. Joe, you're now replacing Eric. By the way, just letting you know.
Oh, okay.
Here's the torch.
Yeah. The standard isn't very high, just to let you know. The earthquake follows a report on Monday by a UN scientific panel that shows climate change is happening more rapidly and with greater consequence than previously predicted back in 2007. In 2007, the report included a risk section called high in the color blazing red. This is true. In this report, a section, now in this year's report, a new section was added called very high, which is now shaded in purple. In the next report in 2021, a section called, I think it's going to be called holy fucking shit, is expected to be added, which will show pages of half burn off pages from blazes caused by greenhouse gases. So that's what we got to look forward to there. While global warming is arguably the biggest story or the biggest issue that I think we face today, and inevitably everybody will be affected in one way or another, a report confirmed the other day that when people are going to be researching and reading stories about global warming on Huffington Post, most Americans will get sidetracked around paragraph 5 at the sidebar banner article entitled, quote, six messed up myths about women who have sex a lot.
of course.
Not that I got sidetracked by that today, but I just wanted you guys to know that it's a myth that women today are having more sex than 10 years ago. That's a myth, okay? That's not true. I'm just saying that this whole hookup culture is actually, it's not, we're not starved for more sex, people. It's just, it's a product of 24-hour media, okay? Anyway, global warming is our biggest issue. And if you hate money in politics, guess what? You're going to hate it even more after today. The Supreme Court ruled in a 5-4 decision that there should be no limit. That's right, no limit to individual campaign contributions. Goodbye, super PACs, and welcome super rich assholes. If you're rich and you want to influence the Democratic or the Republican Party, don't go to the strip club. Go to Congress to make it rain, folks. Just be mindful of what Harry Reid and Mitch McConnell look like in a Speedo. Trust me, it's not good. Like we just alluded to, though, the real loser of the Supreme Court decision is super PACs. Super PACs, if you don't know, Eric, are the organizations that individuals use. It's the organizations individuals use to funnel their money to political campaigns prior to this ruling, though. Now, individuals will be able to go directly to their source, which is Harry Reid or Mitch McConnell in a Speedo. I just really want to cement that image in your brains, okay?
It's there.
If you don't know who those guys are, Google them and then picture them in Speedos.
Please do not do any of that.
Don't do any of that. Now, one man whose balls have shriveled a lot, there's no segue there. I'm talking about Alex Rodriguez. In sporting news, the opening of the 2014 baseball season began on Monday. I know Eric.
It's big stuff.
That's the thing.
What's baseball?
He doesn't even know what baseball is.
He doesn't read the news.
He thinks we play cricket.
He doesn't like sports.
Yeah.
We just needed a Jewish guy in here. And
yeah, diversity.
They have money. That's what
we Not this guy.
Yeah. Could you show me one that has money so I could ask them for money?
No, but this is what you get for being locked on the third floor.
Dude, we're freaking out. That was really bad. Yeah, we get locked on the third floor, and I go, well, why can't we just take the steps the rest of the way? And then Felly goes, well, it's 8 floors, and he pushes one on the elevator again. So we go back down. And I was like, well, we could have done it from the third floor, but he didn't.
By the way, I find it adorable he has a nickname of Feldy.
It is. Did that slip?
Secret's
out.
No.
It's done.
You know,
that guy was cool.
I was gonna suspend the voicemail, but I think I'm going to have to play one more time before the show is over.
That's true Feldy. That's true Feldy, Feldy right
it's
there.
True Feldy.
It's alter ego. Yeah.
I think you are best when on, like, I think we're going to have you phone in. Like, we're going to have you in studio, but during some different seconds, we're going to have you call in.
Just go outside and then call in.
Call in.
Just trying to help, you know, whatever it takes.
I get it. Joe, you're a sports guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, baseball started this week. Opening day was on Monday officially. Now, this marks the only day until October in which most sports fans will give a shit about baseball.
Exactly.
It also marks the start of the first season. Alex Rodriguez won't be playing in a Major League Baseball uniform since he could fit into his original size baseball uniform because he's been on steroids. And in a recent survey done by the Pew Research Center, the number of Americans who identify themselves as middle class has fallen nearly a fifth. From 53% to 44%. The trend reflects a widening gap between the rich and those between the rich and those who buy Little Caesars hot and ready pizzas in order to feed a family of four in a stagnant post-recession economy. By the way, and for the record, hot and ready pizzas are fucking awesome.
They're the best. Yeah. That statistic can't be right. That's got to be more than one-fifth then.
I just want to... No, that's what it's telling me right here.
I think my entire hometown... buys hot and ready pizzas.
Where are you from?
Rocky Mount, Virginia.
I would agree with that.
Definitely. Maybe we're all under middle class.
We've all fallen on hard times, especially Rocky Mountain, Virginia.
Exactly.
In this economy.
That's right. Folks, we got a great show for you today. Comedian Lauren Ashley Bishop, Two Girls, One Pup is the name of her new show, and she will be joining us in just a little while. And in our next segment, WTF Story of the Week. It's a new segment we have, similar to our last one of what's happening in your neighborhood. But WTF, what the fuck is
That's
happening?
It's got a good ring to it.
Story of the Week. Tell us what it is in your opinion. Give us a call, 800-893-9562, 800-893-9562. Give us a call, and we'll be right back here on Sarcastic News Live. Here on Sarcastic News Live. My name is Justin Cross, joined with Jake the Snake Craney, Eric Feldy Feldstein, and Joe. Eric is experimenting with marijuana tonight. First time ever on the show, which is...
Surprising.
Yeah.
It is surprising this is the first ever time.
Tell me about it.
We got a new segment called WTF Story of the Week. Do we have any cute... Do we have our music? Just what's happening in your neighborhood? Just that. It's all the same. There we go.
WTF is happening in your neighborhood.
This is what people think of when they want to just say WTF.
I think WTF every time I hear the song. That's what I think.
The hell is going
is
on?
Is this Arcade Fire?
Yep. It is.
Yep.
Wow.
And to join us tonight, we have a very special caller. He's a regular on the show. He loves to call in. Charles in Pasadena. What's happening, Charles? WTF in your neighborhood.
Hey, what is going on right now with your backroom production? You seem to go through a new girl every couple of weeks.
Well, I tell you, Charles, it's just we can't control that here on Sarcastic News Live. It's a product of Skid Row Studios. We love Skid Row.
Oh, well, I love Skid Row too. I also love the siren from Sioux City. What happened to her?
Oh, well, I think she's, I think she got her old job at Little Caesars. She got it back somehow.
The siren from Sioux City. It's classic.
We got Jenny Guzman in the back though. She's great.
I want to hear some stories about her previous jobs.
Jenny, do you want to tell
Jenny,
us about
this? This is a family show. I don't know if we can get into that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Jenny, we'll just talk about that off the air later. I'll call back.
Jenny's a little.
Sure. Yeah.
Jenny, you can tell us about your old. Did you have another?
I was just going to mention. I don't know if Charles, you heard when Ginger Lynn was here.
Yeah.
We used to work together back in the day.
Oh really?
Yeah. Do you know who she is?
Yeah, were you in the fluffer trade by any chance?
Yeah. Yep. Holding a microphone. No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That wasn't a microphone, Jenny.
Oh, yeah. I'm supposed to say it's
a microphone. How do you fluff with the microphone? I can think of some things, but this is a family show.
That's right.
It's anyway, not a family show.
Well, I should probably stop sending podcasts to my grandchildren then. Anyway.
Oh, man. How were you able to have grandchildren? That's what I want to know.
We'll not go there, but that's something to do with Vietnam. Anyway, I got to change the segment, but I'm going to tell you what's happening in my neighborhood anyway. I'm trying to find one of the 7 million people that signed up for this Obamacare, and I can't seem to find them in my neighborhood. Are any of you surprised by that low number?
Well, you live in Pasadena, so I'm not too surprised. It's a pretty well-to-do area, pretty conservative.
Well, I'm in a gated community, so it's a little hard. But there's got to be one of them.
I have a friend of mine who did sign up through the Obamacare website, and she had a pretty easy go of it. She wasn't in the initial round of people who had to sign up, but she's got her coverage. She's paying a fairly minimal amount for it. She's pretty happy with it.
Fairly minimal?
Fairly minimal. I mean, I don't know the exact numbers, Charles.
Charles, okay. I signed up for it as well, just from my personal experience. It was very, very difficult.
Really?
Yeah, I had to jump through hoops.
But did you end up buying some insurance, Snake?
I think so. I'm
not quite sure yet.
I'm under that assumption. Well, it was a real
checkout.
So Jake, you actually had you've had issue. You did sign up for it, huh?
I believe so. That's my assumption.
You
yes.
get a receipt.
So you can go to the hospital and get health care.
What? You believe you signed up for it? You don't know?
I have documentation saying that I've enrolled, so I think I'm good.
Are you sure you're not at like Phoenix University and you just enrolled into some classes?
I think it was that Herbalife thing again.
Oh, dang it. Herbalife.
Damn them.
Well, gentlemen, I just want to talk to you about something that's going on with this Obamacare that you may not be aware of, and that is the budget that has gone into advertising the Obamacare. Are you gentlemen aware that this year there were $684 million United States dollars allocated for advertising to get people to sign up for Obamacare?
Wow, that's a lot. No, that's a stunning number right there. Stunning.
Well, why don't you do the long division? 7 million.
I failed
that. Added into that number, it's about $97 per person that signed up.
Wow.
And you know what they signed up to purchase?
What's that?
Private insurance.
Yeah. So yeah.
What I'm saying is that part of our tax budget is now advertisements to get people to sign up for private insurance.
Well, you know, wow. Charles, I think maybe they can now. Today they had a ruling 5-4, the Supreme Court, now that individuals can contribute to political campaigns without any limits. So maybe we can take some of that money and put it so that most people can get health care in this country. What do you think about that?
You know, me and my friends are not going to spend our money that way.
I will believe that. Charles, what are you going to spend your money doing?
But I'm going to spend my money at the 19th hole, at the, the Pink Panther, and at my local civic activities. None of your business. It's my freedom. But I'm appalled. Not necessarily by, folks like you. I understand your mission is to make light of serious issues, but the people in the media who are actually supposed to cast a light on serious issues, they have proven themselves to be complete charlatans on these issues of the cost and expense of this Obamacare program. Are you not aware that this will cost employers about $5,000 per employee?
Well, Charles, no, I'm not, because I'm too focused on the Malaysian air crash.
Yeah, and I have no employees.
Hopefully some Chilean miners come up soon. Wow. I mean, I'm worrying about the real issues. I don't know if you know about this, Charles, but guess what? There are 10 myths that I just found. Actually, no, I'm sorry, 6 messed up myths that I found about women who have sex a lot today, okay? I don't know about you, but there's certain priorities that I have.
I'd like to have sex with a Chilean miner. I'm not talking about somebody who works underground, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, wow. End scene. Yep. Charles from Pasadena, we appreciate your knowledge.
Thank you, Charles.
You know, attacking the issues tonight and bringing to light, really going after Obamacare tonight.
Hey, we need guys like you to ask the hard-hitting questions like that Galifianakis character did.
I think I did tonight. Thanks a lot, Charles in Pasadena, very frequent guest of the show. Thank you again.
Good night.
That's Charles in Pasadena. We got another call on the line. We got another caller. Is this who do we have here? It takes a second, right? I got to stall. This is where I stall and I talk about.
I love Charles because he always sounds like he's standing outside of somebody's window, just breathing heavily, appearing in the window.
That's right. Do we have the caller? All right.
What's up?
That's Matt Sugar Mills calling.
Hey.
I know you were on the line for a while. Thanks for holding, Matt. Tell us a little bit about, first of all, do you want to respond to Charles in Pasadena? I don't know if you heard any of his comments about Obamacare, but do you want to?
No. All right. Here's a technical feedback for the Skid Row Studios crew. You got to play the show when you're on hold. I didn't hear anything. So.
Wow.
Ooh.
The production crew back there.
Sugar just giving it to him straight.
I'm going to interject real quick.
All right.
Our phone lines are designed so that if you are the person holding, you'll get the on air, but you were the second person on the phone line.
In other words, wait your turn.
In other words, pwned.
But now you're on the air.
Wow.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
No. Let's. I thought you liked apple pie, but apparently he needed some humble pie right there. You know.
So calling in as the cranky old man.
Yeah. No. Yeah. We thought Charles in Pasadena was the cranky old man. He's just old pervert. Tell us, WTF in your neighborhood? What the fuck is happening in your neighborhood?
Well, so I work in a college. Campus, a local college campus. So, I've been, I'm always scouting the hot news that's coming through. So,
all right. What's hot off the presses over there?
Well, I mean, we got some headlines on the sports front page of the sports section. Sand volleyball battles wind. So that's one headline direct from the newspaper. I'm not making that up.
It's a tough life.
What newspaper? What college is this?
This is from the Los Angeles Loyola for Loyola Marymount University.
LMU for the locals. Okay. All right. Beach volleyball team struggling with the wind, the sand in their face. All right. What else you got for us?
This one is hot off the press of today's paper. It's talking about a new campus club that experiments with 3D printing.
Okay.
So basically what they're doing is, exploring 3D printing. It's a bunch of eager college students, but, I mean, it sounds like they've kind of gotten over their heads because, when they put in pictures of hot supermodels, then out comes a genie that was a weird science reference for anyone born before.
It doesn't take much to get past me, but yeah. that was over my head, but I'm only like 5'7", so. What else you got for us, Sugar?
There's a new Pope Francis club as well. That's how celebrity he has become. Now there's
a Pope Francis club?
Clubs. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah.
Wow.
But that's what we got here.
All right. Our college correspondent, Matt Sugar Mills, on the front lines at Loyola Marymount University. For all those sand beach volleyball players out there, cover up.
Prayers are with you.
Our thoughts, our prayers are with you.
It hurts.
Good luck.
Thanks for calling in, Sugar. We appreciate it, and we hope to hear from our college correspondent, Matt Sugar Mills, next week on WTF Story of the Week.
Who would have known that the Pope was such a big deal in college towns these days?
I think we got a couple more callers. Let's, man, it's just pumping
fire on all cylinders.
Can I just say we're in Skid Row, so let's just go along, you know, being in Skid Row, it's not the best technology. It's a joke.
Oh.
What?
She's trying to say.
I was trying to do what you guys do.
Chennai.
Is our caller ready? I just saw, okay, all right, let's bring him on. Let's pipe him through here. On Sarcastic News Live, who are we talking to?
Hello.
Oh, God.
Charles is outside our window whispering.
Charles is knocking with his
phone. He's whispering at us again.
Hey, is this Jenny?
No, this is Justin.
Damn it. Justin, pass me back through to Jenny. I want to hear more about this fluffer stuff.
It's a local pervert, Charles in Pasadena right there.
He's registered, don't worry.
He's registered. All right, now we have another caller that's not Charles. It can't be Charles in Pasadena unless he's calling on two phone lines. So
I wouldn't put it past him.
Yeah, no.
Caller, you're on the air here on Sarcastic News Live. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, guys, it's Lauren.
Lauren Ashley
welcome.
Bishop. Wow.
Hey.
Thank you for calling in. Now, so okay, we were doing this weird segment we called what the fuck is happening in your neighborhood. So let's go ahead and start there, Lauren. First of all, let me introduce you, comedian Lauren Ashley Bishop. She is a very funny lady. Has been doing stand up for a while from Little Rock, Arkansas.
It's true.
I'm from Jacksonville, Florida, and Lynyrd Skynyrd's really big there, and I know you're from Little Rock.
Oh God, you're from Florida.
Well, you're from Little Rock.
She just hangs up.
You're from Little Rock, so.
I didn't know. Oh no, I have nothing to stand on. I just, it's good to talk to somebody else from the trenches, you know?
You know how it is. It's not easy.
I do.
And I'm from Northern Florida, which is literally like the sewer of Georgia. So, but is Bill Clinton as big in Little Rock as Lynyrd Skynyrd is in Jacksonville? Like, do you guys have Clinton cover bands there too, or is that just
we have a whole even when I was in high school, this is like where we did our like after prom event, was like a game parlor called Slick Willie's, and that's his, we love Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton's the best thing to have ever come out of Arkansas.
He's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I mean, we've got the Clinton Presidential Library there. I mean, he, you know, there are some people who I'm sure would love to play sax like he does. But yeah, man, everybody gives a big thumbs up to Slick Willie in Arkansas.
I like how these guys looked over. Joe and Eric both looked. When you said play, everyone wished
play
they
the
could
sax.
Play. That's, you thought that was an innuendo.
I did.
You,
I mean, I went straight sax. To that for sure.
You dirty boy.
Oh, man.
He also plays the sax very well. The sax and the sax. He doesn't discriminate. He takes all vowels.
And Lauren, you went up to college at Northwestern, and speaking of boys, you actually lived in Boys Town, is that right?
I did. Yeah, go Cats, first of all. I loved Northwestern. It was great. And then, yeah, I lived in Boys Town, and it is, from a girl from Arkansas, it is very different. It was fantastic. I love that neighborhood. I miss it so much.
When you were there, did you feel like, how much different? Were you like one of the only people from Arkansas at Northwestern? I mean, I imagine it was like you were, out of water, if you will?
I was, there was no bigger fish out of water than me. I didn't think I was... I guess I was the only person from Arkansas in my whole freshman class. And there was, like, I had people call, like, hey, there's a junior from Arkansas. Like, call him and he can tell you what it's like. And I don't remember his name. I just remember he was a swimmer. And he was, like, one of the four people I could call and be like, is this shit real? I didn't think I was country at all. Until I went to Northwestern.
Oh, you have no clue.
No, because, you know, like, I was a really good kid in school. You know, like, I had, like, a 4.5, and I did, like, every
They stop at 4.0, I thought. What is this 4.5?
I know, but no, not for those of us that literally will not take no for an answer. We wanted more, and we went in and got them. Yeah, but you know, like every volunteer organization, all that stuff. And so I thought I was pretty, you know, like New South. I was like, oh, like all of our parents are racist, not us. And I remember like the first week that I was at Northwestern, I was in an Allison, which is an all-girls dorm. And it was so much fun. But like I had all these girls who were like, oh, my God, let's go to the bagel store. And they're like, what's your favorite kind of bagel? And I was like, I don't know, like egg. And they're like, oh, my God, it's so boring. They're like, I love salt and I love jalapeno. And I was like, look, guys, I get it. Like, I'm from the South. You don't have to, like, make fun of me. Like, I get it. It's a bit. And they were like, okay, anyway, like, I like sun-dried tomato. And I was like, this is a, like, I did not believe them that a bagel store existed. Because all I'd ever seen was Linder's, which was cinnamon raisin, plain, and egg. And that was it. I was like, there's a whole fucking store of bagel stars that I curse on this show.
Of course you can.
Okay, we're going to find you for that, actually. Just did.
Good.
Excellent. You have PayPal.
I'll pay you in all of my nothing. Yeah, no, I really thought that they were, like, just bullshitting me. And I walked into that bagel store, and I've never stopped drooling since. I was like, holy shit! Yeah, I didn't know I had an accent. Because compared to most people in Arkansas, I really didn't. Because there's some thick slab of bacon accents that we got there.
So good.
But yeah, but apparently I still had words that people were like, why don't you come to dinner and tell everybody how you say this word.
And Lauren,
oh, okay.
When you were there, was it was that where you kind of got your comedy chops? I mean, because it is obviously Chicago's a big comedy town.
Yeah,
improv.
Yeah.
Did you start in improv and then go to stand-up, or was that something you started when you were out in Los Angeles?
Yeah. No, I started in improv. I didn't know what improv was until I got to college. I'd never really heard about it. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't blossoming in the Little Rock scene. Like, I'd always done theater and musical theater and stuff like that. But yeah, you know, when you're a freshman at Northwestern in a theater program, you're running around auditioning for anything that you can possibly audition for. You know, you're doing 32 bars here, a monologue here. And then somebody was like, hey, there's some audition that you don't even have to have anything memorized for. We were all so exhausted. I was like, I don't know what that is, but that sounds great. So, and that turned out to be the improv troupe Titanic Players. Which I was a part of, and that was phenomenal. I mean, I worked with those people, and then I worked, I assistant directed Meow, which is like the college troupe, but we started going down to Improv Olympic, I guess, my sophomore year, like Liz Kukowski and Dave Asher, and we would all just go, like, on weekends, I think, or, like, yeah, we would go on weekends and take classes down at I.O., and that was still when, you know, people, like, pretty sure. I mean, just like amazing, like, you know, Tina Fey and Rachel Dratch. It was ridiculous to be 19, 18 and see those people work.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, so that's where I started that way. Like, improv was the first thing.
That's amazing. We're talking to Lauren Ashley Bishop. She is a host of, or are you the host of the new show, Two Girls, One Pup? Is that?
I'm a co-host. I'm the co-host. Yeah, I'm co-hosting it with another comic. Actually, she's also, she started comedy in Chicago, mm-hmm. Monique Madrid, and our producer is Comet, who is a very smart wiener dog. he's tireless and whip cracking. And yeah, it starts this Sunday at Tail Waggers in Hollywood, April 6th. Show starts at 7:30, but it's the first comedy show you can bring your dog to.
Oh, that's great.
So,
wow. That's
fantastic. Yeah. This is my wet dream. I mean, this is.
Can you bring
everything.
Your cat? Is what I need to
you
know.
You can bring your cat if Perfect. You like seeing cats get punted.
Well, that's what I want. Yes. I want to get rid of my cat, so I need somebody to bring it.
Bring it.
What if there's a dog fight in the audience?
If there's a dog, great. We'll film it. We'll put it on Dogs Gone Wild. Like,
that's
you know.
A thing.
Can I still bring my dog if my dog has irritable bowels?
Well, there's a lot of comics, I'm sure that'll be there, and they all have irritable bowels.
Wow.
I mean,
do you know
at Tail Wagger's Pet Store, you know, so dogs are always allowed in there anyway. Of course, they've got to be leashed. But yeah, there's like a red carpet event beforehand, too, because we're ridiculous. And
how are you...
How's my what?
No, but these are. How's there a red carpet event for? Like, are you? Is it like? I mean, obviously, hopefully, can the dogs go to the bathroom on the red carpet, or is that?
That would generally upon? Be discouraged. Yeah. I know,
but they'll allow it.
Whatever you're into personally, I'm not going to judge you for. We all lift each other up and celebrate each other in comedy. But yeah, we've got a professional.
You have a show called Two Girls, One Pup. I mean, how can I cross any lines with that?
I don't know what you mean. What are you talking about?
Is there saran wrap? Is there saran wrap involved?
I don't know what you're insinuating. There are girls who are the host and one pup who is the producer.
Oh, okay.
That's as pretty straightforward as you can get.
No play on anything.
Oh, man.
Lauren, Before, do you have another few minutes to hang around? We do a little game.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. We're going to go to a break. We're with Lauren Ashley Bishop. She's got a new show. Called Two Girls, One Pup, which is here in Los Angeles. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that, but we're also going to play the snake game, and we'll explain that when we get back. Stay right with us right here on Sarcastic News Live.
Jojo, yeah, I know your name. Thought I saw you jump a Utah train, but I could not say, I could not say. Heard you tried to keep your hat on a shelf. Married a woman, went off and loved someone else. Could be as well. I cannot tell. Oh, no, I cannot tell. Jojo, don't you forget your name. They might try to keep you from the man you have been. So don't go that way. Don't go that way.
We're back here on Sarcastic News Live. I'm with Jake the Snake Cranny, Eric Feldstein, and Joe. Just Joe.
No last name.
And we've got a very funny comedian, Lauren Ashley Bishop. She's got a new show called Two Girls, One Pup, which is right here in L.A. And Lauren, one more time, where is the show exactly, and when can people catch it one more time so they know?
It's the first Sunday of every month. The inaugural show is this Sunday, April 6th.
Okay.
The red carpet event starts at 7, and the show starts at 7:30.
Awesome. And that is where, one more time?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's at Tail Waggers. It's the only thing you add. It's Tail Waggers, and it's at the Hollywood location, so right behind UCB.
Awesome. I'm going to try to catch one of the shows. I hope you guys do. We actually have a dog in studio. We didn't even mention that. We have a dog in studio.
We do. Yeah. He's being a very good little gentleman,
sure.
Right now.
You gotta come in. Come on in. Anytime you want. Bring your dog. Well, I don't know. I shouldn't. I shouldn't sell it.
Bring their dog every time.
We just have a zoo in here. All right. So we've got a new game, and we also have another very funny comedian. He's a contributor to our website, sarcasticnewslive.com. David Rosenfeld. David, you there?
Justin, hello.
Dave, how's it? I can hear you. How you doing, man?
Oh, there we go. Good, man. How's it going?
Good.
Good to be here.
Glad to have you on. Now, are you ready to play the snake game, David?
Am I calling at the right time?
Yeah, you're good.
What I'm intended to do. Okay, good.
You're good. Yeah.
How many dudes can you fit in that studio, Justin? Can you fit any more dudes in that studio?
Six. Six and then six more.
Well, that's why we
six
have
six girls, no pups. That's what we're going for.
We can fit about a baker's dozen of dudes.
Yeah. Well, we have a dog. Well, no, wait, the dog's a male too. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Man.
Well, we're gonna play.
Yeah.
We're going to play a game called Limp Bizkit in a few minutes, too. So, but that's dirty. All right, so we've got the snake game. I'm going to let Jake the Snake take it away. Now, Lauren, let's put this out there, too. I'll let you, we can do this anytime during the game, whenever you want, but we got to play for a charitable cause. Now, typically, I play for the Boys and Girls Club of Tijuana. So, you guys, it's one of those things you can dwell on it for a second. I know we didn't prep you too much for this. We appreciate you doing it. So you think about a charitable cause.
Can I play for the actual charitable cause that that's our show benefits, which is the Tail Waggers Foundation?
Sure.
Yes.
Wow. But can we still donate?
Boom.
Can we still donate natural light like we usually do to charitable causes?
Absolutely, you can donate. We would love some natty light up at the show on Sunday. Bring it on.
All right, we will do that. Lauren is playing for the Tail Waggers. Tail Waggers Society or Association.
Okay. Tail Waggers Foundation.
Tail Waggers Foundation. Okay. I did my research. I knew you were from Little Rock. I knew about Northwestern.
You're all good in the hood, brother. You're all good.
Thank you. God, you made me sound not so white for a second. I love that. That was great. And David, whenever you're ready, you tell us what you're playing for, okay?
Whenever I'm ready. Oh, can I take a few more minutes? Is that all right? Is that the Tail Wagger thing? Is that like a real foundation?
Yeah, it is. That's all the proceeds from our show and our raffle go to the Tail Waggers Foundation. Oh gosh, see, I have nothing like that. Nothing. I was just some Jewish organization of your choice. I don't know, the young poor Jews. Give it to young poor Jews. It's very hard to see. Not many of them, but yeah, I know one of them. I know one of them in studio. Right here.
Thanks.
All right. Well, on with it, and we'll break up teams. We'll do in studio versus out of studio. How nice. About that? That'll be sure. Our teams tonight. So, Jake the Snake, take it away.
Okay. Well, for those.
Man,
sorry. That's
the music.
No, that's it. That's what we needed. We needed that charge of music.
Sorry,
right there.
I should have done it a little.
No,
that was perfect.
No.
That was great.
Here's why that was perfect. First of all. It was old 80s music. Second of all, Jake has been just waiting patiently to get his part of the show. And you guys can't tell this if you're not in the studio. But he's been waiting and waiting and waiting. And finally, he gets his turn, and then we cut him off again. We cut him off, and he's just like, fucker, motherfucker. Like he's going to explode.
If we ever run out of time and I don't get the game in, I just do the game at home later to my dog. I just ask my dog the questions.
Yeah. All right. So in studio versus out of studio, that means Lauren and David are both on a team together. And Jake, take it away.
All right. So we're going to do quotes from the week in news. I will give you a quote, then I'll give you some choices as to who said that quote. You just have to guess who said the quote. You guys ready?
Ready.
All right. Quote number one. One
Not
second.
Ready.
His app crashed.
Quote number one. I still can't believe what happened. I really can't. Was that A?
Dick.
Was that? I know. I'm trying to make these harder and more nondescript. Was that A, Chilean President Michelle Bachelet on the 8.3 magnitude earthquake, or B, Angels hitting coach Don Baylor after breaking his leg?
Oh, Angels.
Don Baylor.
What was the quote one more time?
I still can't believe what happened. I really can't.
All right.
It's Don Baylor.
Lauren wants to go with the Angels. David, are you in agreement with that?
Yeah, definitely. She sounded assertive.
What? All right, Joe. Yeah, she did.
I actually saw this clip of Don Baylor breaking his leg. He was getting the first pitch of the Angels game, and he was just kneeling down already, and then he just broke his leg. He bent over to get the ball, and it snapped. The leg broke.
It was really sad, but it was actually kind of hilarious.
But so funny. It was one of those, you just couldn't help but laugh.
His femur just snaps
and
in half.
I can't believe what happened. I really can't.
How old is he?
He's pushing
like 70.
70.
Oh, yeah. That's what happens.
My papa,
rest in peace, he like fell and broke his hip, and then they were like, actually, he's at the age where he breaks his hip and then falls.
I've fallen and I can't get up type of thing.
Did everybody pick Don Baylor there?
Yeah, Don Baylor.
So, all right, we're on the board. Everybody's on the board with one. That was Don Baylor.
Yes.
As we go forward.
From bending over, that's horrifying. Someone kill me first.
Just shoot me.
As we go forward in the snake game, if you do happen to know any of these answers, just pretend like you don't. Just for the sake of the game and suspense.
Well, I didn't actually know. I just saw the clip and I knew that's what it had to be.
I just guess because no one gives a shit about earthquakes anymore.
Except if you're in LA and you've got a Facebook about it every 4 seconds, you know? Like where
we're
you were.
So I don't even feel them anymore. I'm like, yep, 5.3. You can
nice.
Make.
Well, you get them mixed up with your vibrant. Sorry, I'm kidding.
Oh,
ouch.
Look at them go.
I don't even know her. I don't even know.
Instincts.
But I have a good rapport, I can tell. All right.
Okay. Moving right along. Quote number two. It turned out to be the ultimate disappointment. Could go a lot of ways here.
That's my father on my birthday.
Like,
could go a lot of ways here. Was that a critique on the difficulties and continuing issues of the Obamacare website, or B, a critique on the finale of How I Met Your Mother?
Oh, wow.
Ooh, we should get Charles back in here.
No spoilers, preface.
Let's start. David, you've been quiet. What do you think, Dave?
What's the quote again?
It turned out to be the ultimate disappointment.
Oh, that's How I Met Your Mother.
Done. Flat.
David seems high but confident.
Yeah, he seemed assertive on that one.
He did. Lauren, was he assertive enough for you to go with him?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, because Obamacare, I mean, they actually met their quota. So, and I've never seen How I Met Your Mother, but... Ooh. But people sure do get upset more about television than healthcare.
Yeah, really.
All right, in studio team, what are you guys doing?
Gotta be Obamacare.
I'm going to go Obamacare.
Yeah. Obamacare, all right. It turned out to be the ultimate disappointment was a critique on the finale of How I Met Your Mother.
Wow. Yeah. We tossed that one. It's good, though. We
all right, off air, call in, guests, up 2-1.
Wow, note to self.
Sorry, America sucks so much.
Man, all right.
All right, guys, quote number three. The following was tweeted out this week by which classic 90s TV star? Here's the quote. There's just something about Sunday nights that makes me want to put on some Ralph Lauren clothes and go on a river cruise. Was that tweeted by A, Jaleel White, B, Melissa Joan Hart, C, Fred Savage, or D, Patrick Duffy?
Who's Patrick Duffy?
Patrick Duffy is the father on Step by Step.
Oh,
shit.
So old.
That's Patrick Duffy.
I don't know. I think that...
one of those names, so I'll go with C.
What are you going
C,
with?
C, not the name.
C, Fred Savage?
Yeah, from
the Wonder Years?
I don't know. Lauren, do you agree with that, or are we going to have to...
No, Fred's so even keeled, like he's such a normal person. I don't think he'd be into river cruises.
We gotta have a consensus out there for the call-in team.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know. I kind of go with Melissa Joan Hart.
Well, I just want to know, Lauren, do you know Fred Savage personally? Like, Fred would not do that. I know Fred. I mean, Fred would not. He would not say that.
Fred's more of a nighttime drive guy.
I had a very clear-cut relationship with him growing up, whether he realized it or not. So, I don't know. I feel like that sounds like something whimsical, like a Melissa Joan Hart would say. But I will defer to the pop culture stylings of my partner if he wishes.
Going to me? I don't even know
who
these people are.
All right. Yeah, he just answered C. So.
Yeah, all right. Listen, don't do that to Fred. Let's just try Melissa, you know, and I could be wrong.
All right, Melissa All right, Joan
going
Hart.
Melissa Joan Hart well, in studio team.
I really want to go with Patrick Duffy, but I like Jaleel White,
But I like the
too.
Standard of, standardized testing version and going with the C and just, covering the bases
straight across
there.
The board. Right,
just 75%.
So the answer is we don't have any fucking idea is the answer.
Perfect. That's what I'm going for.
I'm gonna call it Jaleel White.
Jaleel White, Urkel?
It's very possible, too.
Sunday nights, Urkel. Ralph Lauren Clothes and River Cruise was tweeted out by... Fred Savage.
Oh, yes! Note to self.
Both people picked C, and it was brushed aside.
The high guy is always right.
He's always right. Yeah. He's always right. Yeah. All right, so heading into the final quote here, we've got a 2-1 lead from the call-in team. We're sorry that was not Melissa Joan Hart. Yeah.
These guys are...
It just changed my relationship with Fred.
You just don't know.
All right.
All right, it's the final one.
Final quote. This one is basically going to be a wild guess. Again, worth 2 points because you're going to get four choices on this one. The following quote was said about reaching the upcoming college basketball Final Four. You guys simply have to guess which player this team is from, or which team this player is from, rather. Here's the quote. It really feels like we won the lottery. If I were just to describe it, I would celebrate like I won the lottery, but this was 10 times better. Was that a player from A, Wisconsin, B, Florida, C, UConn, or D, Kentucky? Kentucky. Wow, I can't talk.
Kentucky.
Well, I'm gonna say, first of all, that guy is stupid because he's wrong.
He has no clue.
And winning the lottery would be a lot better, but...
Agreed.
What do you guys think? Off-air team.
What do you say, Justin? I'll defer to you.
Well, I'm not on your team, Dave.
You just got to answer for me.
I got a question. Are all those teams in the Final Four?
Yes, those are the Final Four teams, yes.
Okay, that narrows it down.
You got a 1-4 shot here, team.
My guess would be Kentucky. I feel like Wisconsin worked pretty hard and wouldn't consider it a lottery.
All right, they're going with Kentucky.
They're going with Kentucky.
On-air team.
I feel like I know because I think I read the article, so I'm not going to answer.
Yeah, you are going to answer because I want to win.
I want to win. I was just told to be quiet five minutes.
No. I retract that. You can talk
But
down.
I could be, now I could just be wrong, and then it would be really bad.
What do you think it is?
Well, that's kind of the last question, so you can just go ahead.
I thought it was Wisconsin because of Bo Ryan, and his father just passed away. So this might actually be better than the lottery for
Okay,
him.
All right. We got to wrap it up. We're going to go Wisconsin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Winner of the snake game tonight, the quote game. The in-studio team, that was Wisconsin.
Woo!
And it was not Bo Ryan, but it was a player on Wisconsin.
Close enough. All right.
Lauren goes, you just played the dead father card. Why did card play?
So we are sorry, Tail Waggers Foundation, you are not getting natural light.
That's okay. Have other free beer and popcorn available at our show.
Wait, popcorn?
Popcorn.
You guys thought of everything, didn't you?
All right. Well, we gotta wrap it up, guys. Lauren Ashley Bishop and Dave Roosevelt, thank you so much for joining us. And catch Lauren's show one more time, Lauren. Every Sunday night Sunday night throughout April.
It's Sunday, April 6th is the first show. It's the first Sunday of every month at Tail Waggers in Hollywood.
Tail Waggers in Hollywood, and I actually, on behalf of Sarcastic News Live, will be donating. We're a small organization here, but $50 to the foundation.
Oh, you guys.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
So we're going to write it off and make that much money back off.
Whatever it takes, man. Whatever you got to do.
Donating.
Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Thank you for coming. Yeah.
You guys have been listening to Sarcastic News Live. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Justin Cross. For Jake the Snake Craney, Eric Feldstein, Joe, Lauren, Ashley Bishop, check her out. She's very funny. And David Rosenfeld, very funny guy. You've been listening to Sarcastic News Live. Thanks, Jenny. Have a good night.
See, I've been here for 28 years, pounding sweat beneath these wheels, tattooed lines beneath our skin, no surrender, my Bobby Jean.